here's a story from The World.
Some other big news just days away from the general election. The Trump administration is expanding the expedited removal of undocumented immigrants, basically giving sharper teeth to a 2019 rule. That rule allows federal agents to deport immigrants within 100 miles of an international border under certain conditions. The new policy will apply to undocumented immigrants apprehended anywhere in the U.S. Anand Balakrishnan is a staff attorney at the ACLU Immigrants' Rights Project. There was concern the White House was going to aggressively push this through. How big of a change is this new policy, Anand?
It does mark a drastic change from the course of immigration law over the past two decades, during which time there was a general bipartisan consensus that the use of expedited removal, which is a system that allows people to be deported without bringing them first before an immigration judge for a fair hearing, should be limited to the borders or to people who had only very recently entered. The rule last year had expanded it, as you mentioned, to cover the entirety of the United States and allow for the deportation without a hearing of someone who can't demonstrate that they've been in the country continuously for 2 years prior to the moment of their arrest. It's a dramatic change, and it's one that is fundamentally flawed. On the practical side, because there's no neutral adjudicator who can ensure that a removal is accurate or fair, it's been rife with error. And the expansion of expedited removal will no doubt cause even more problems to ensue. And from a fundamental legal perspective, you know, all non-citizens in the country are accorded due process rights. And those rights entitle them to a fair hearing, just as anyone else has. If they have, say, even like a car taken away from them by the government, they get more protections than expedited removal provides them.
So now when an immigrant is apprehended, what will ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, what will they look at in terms of that person's status to enforce this expedited removal scheme? Can you give us maybe an example of someone who would be impacted by this?
It's still unclear exactly how it will be used on the ground. An individual who would, say, just recently entered the country, say, in the past 6 months, could be deported by an ICE officer simply with a few simple pieces of paper and never see an immigration judge.
In other words, expedited removal would mean an immediate deportation. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
What prompted this change, Anand?
In my view, it wasn't prompted by any sort of practical need. The immigration system has worked well and has provided, you know, hearings for people who are in the interior of the country for over a century. And I think that it's best to see this as part and parcel of sort of the attempt to crack down on immigrants' rights that started 4 years ago.
ICE has taken other aggressive steps lately in battleground states, for example, like Pennsylvania. Tell us what happened there.
ICE has been placing billboards with the faces of people who are alleged to be undocumented, who purportedly have committed crimes. I mean, this is something that just shouldn't happen. I mean, the immigration system shouldn't run on fear and hatred in that way. It neither makes communities safer, nor does it advance any sort of rational administration of the immigration law. All it does is sow fear and confusion.
Anand Balakrishnan is a staff attorney at the ACLU Immigrants' Rights Project. Thanks very much for being with us, Anand.
Of course. Thank you.